This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Let's hear from the people, 410-583-1057. We're concerned about the O's. John Morosi just had him on from MLB Network. He's a little concerned about the O's, so let's go out to the phone line.
He said they're bleeped in Italian.
I can
understand a lot of that.
Yeah.
Very difficult situation. I know enough.
Chividiamo,
it's a lot like Spanish, dude. So, yeah, I caught the gist of it.
Andiamo's let's go. So, Chividiamo, it's got to be somewhere. Anyway, let's go out to JT in Parkville. JT, you're on the fan.
Hey, fellas. How we doing?
Good.
Hey.
Hanging in there, brother.
Because I'm going to maintain what I told you guys 3 weeks ago. What shuts down good hitting, good pitching? The last two playoff stints proved that for the Orioles. Tampa Bay had a chunk of their starters missing a lot of last year. That ain't going to happen again.
Nope.
Boston went out and did what?
Got real arms.
New York, even though Heald is gone for 3 months, they still got what? Toronto. Our old guy, Goss, even though we hit him pretty good, he pitches pretty good. And if they get the man maxed out, I wanted 5 years in Washington getting over 200 strikeouts a year, they're going to be okay. So, now the guy you're pegging as our number one who can't stay off the injured list every year as a starter, you didn't go out and get a certified shutdown year, the other offense's number one guy. And now the bullpen, the guy you brought in to hopefully help to wait till the mountain ramps totally up. No, I'm going to maintain it. We're looking at fifth in the division. I hope I'm wrong, but good pitch shuts down good hitting.
Appreciate the call. I don't know about 40-year-old Max Scherzer pitching like he did in Washington.
Yeah, Toronto, I have a hard time.
But he's
I
made
think
some points.
The vibes are off in Toronto and this whole Vladdy thing. Like, I don't buy Toronto, but fourth in this division. I told you guys, I've been thinking, before any of this happened, I was thinking more like 83 to 85 wins.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I that's what I think. That's what I think. I hope I'm wrong. I'd love to take my kids to a playoff game at Camden Yards and the place be actually packed and them actually play with a lead and maybe even actually win the game. Like, I would love all of that, but I'm a realist. I tend to know what I'm watching, and this product has not passed my sniff test the entire offseason.
410-583-1057. Larry's in Baltimore. Larry, you're on the fan.
Hey, I listen to you guys a lot, and it's like everybody come to Orioles start getting hurt. And all our people from last year getting hurt, so I don't know where we're going to be at this year.
Well, I guess I appreciate the call. I don't know. Everybody's getting hurt. But when Gunnar Henderson, your best player, Grayson Rodriguez, your number one starter, and Andrew Kittredge, the one real bullpen signing you made this offseason, are all now hurt and opening days in jeopardy, that is a It's not an ideal way to start the regular season.
Well, but this is part of how it was built, where 2023, no one got hurt. They rode that magic carpet ride, and we know that they're starting rotation.
And they did what to give them a shot of adrenaline?
They got
general soreness and Fuji. And they did what to help the playoff push? Yeah, exactly.
And then last year, the starting rotation on paper heading into spring training looked great. And then, of course, we heard the Bradish news. We heard the John Means news. And it was more reality, where these type of injuries, they happen over the course of 162 games.
Let's quickly grab Trippy. Trippy, you're on the Fan.
Hey, what's going on?
Where you been, Trippy?
Where you been?
Where I've been at?
Yeah.
Oh, you know, I've been high for real. You know, I'm waiting for the weather to break. I'm not a big cold person once the Ravens season over with. Yeah. But I'm very concerned about the Orioles. You know why I'm concerned? Because I went to both playoff games last year, right?
Yeah.
And I hear a lot of people talking about, it was the pitching, when I really think it was the bat.
Yes.
And now that we got a couple bats that's hurt, I feel like it's going to be the same thing next year. I mean, we're going to start off probably good. And then during the summertime, we're going to go through a little losing streak. And then we probably get to the playoffs, and we probably don't make the playoffs. But I'm very concerned, man. I just want to know when they're going to start spending money. You see all these other teams spending money and stuff. Like, look at the Dodgers. The Dodgers just won the World Series. Now, I'm not saying.
Well, they're not going to spend like the Dodgers, but they could spend like the A's, Trippy.
Yeah, Sacramento A's got a Lawrence Butler deal done. What are these guys doing?
But you got to look at it, right? And I see Jason always saying they got I always hear Jason saying they got to spend money. Look at this, right? The Dodgers won the World Series last year. What'd they do? They added more pieces. The Orioles got swept in the playoffs. Matter of fact, the Orioles ain't win a game in 10 years, a playoff game. What'd they do? Sign an old starting pitcher, Morton.
Yeah, and an old Japanese pitcher.
Yeah, you see what I'm saying? So we don't know what's going to happen, but I still got hope. I'm still going to support the team, though. But
we'll see you, Pickles.
All right, man. But I'm very concerned, though.
We're with you, Trippy.
Hey, let me just say this, and I think you guys will co-sign this. If you want them to spend like the Dodgers, you're going to be disappointed.
No. How about you spend like the Brewers?
But like, how about the A's? The A's, your Sacktown A's, Jason, are spending some money.
I'm old enough to remember the Brewers giving Yelich a real deal, giving Braun a real deal.
Yeah.
My God, am I asking for too much?
No, yes, I think you are. Hey, coming up next, you know what? It's Friday. Time to get our best bets with our friend Ariel Epstein and Beltway Ben Hall. It's next here on The Fan.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.